thanks again for coming to the Bernie Show here on YouTube. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for all the comments under each video. Please keep it coming. And also, please tell your friends. We want to obviously continue to build. The first 3 weeks have been phenomenal as far as I'm concerned. And I thank you very much for that. Cardinals and Yankees staying this week for three at RB ought to be fun, just from a spectacle standpoint. Ought to be a good time, you know. I want to talk about something because I'm not surprised to see this, hear about it. The Cardinals crowds, or the lack of people in the ballpark, you know, has really gotten a lot of attention the last couple homestands. And, you know, of course, the situation has been getting worse as far as the actual number of people in the stands. The ticket sold is a different story. But I noticed that there's a little bit of this shaming going on. And, you know, Cardinals fans, you're better than this. You're better than this. You got to do better than this. No, actually, Cardinals fans have been doing great for a long, 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 long time. So the latest to say this, and I got no beef with him personally, native St. Louis and Greg Amsinger of MLB Network. He went on with my friend Randy Carricker in the morning show 101 ESPN earlier this week. And he, listen, you go to their site, go to 101 ESPN, and you can listen to the whole thing. Or you go to their account on social media, you can find that and listen to it. Basically, Greg was critical of Cardinals fans because of these vast spaces of nothing but empty seats. And, you know, somehow, you know, Cardinals fans are deserving of criticism. Come on. Come on. It's such a cop-out to blame the fans. It's so easy to somehow blame or shame the fans. It's one of the oldest media things in the book. I, at times, have been guilty of it. I'm trying hard not to lapse into that kind of behavior. Now, people will say, well, I listened to your radio show. You called fans idiots. No, I called idiots idiots. And there is a difference. Cardinals fans are phenomenal. They don't have to apologize for anything. But if someone's going to give me opinions and they're going to, I think it's way off base, and they continue to just really say ridiculous things, I'm going to say, you know, it's kind of idiotic. And that's all right to disagree with that, because people can call me an idiot. I don't care. Sometimes I call myself an idiot. But this is a whole different thing. This is a whole different thing. Because after all this buildup from the national media for years and years and years, decades, you know, from my friend Peter Gammons and really a lot of prominent national people, St. Louis, the best baseball city in America, best baseball town, best fans in America. Okay. And, you know, Cardinals fans have even gotten a rap on that from lazy media, which is like, oh, they're the self-proclaimed best fans in baseball. Oh, we like ourselves, don't we? Who appointed you that? Well, actually, the national media started that. Prominent national media started that, and Cardinals fans picked up on it. They were proud that people were recognizing them as such. So I think part of this is a little bit of a backlash of that. I think there's a lot of there. I think there's media people out there who kind of like this. Oh, the best baseball fan, best baseball town in America, huh? Oh, well, where are you? What's up with all the empty seats? Best baseball fans in America, you know, so it's the situation's kind of made for lazy media. It's kind of made Cardinals fans an easy target, and that's to be expected. And I don't want to overstate this. I'm just saying I'm hearing more and more of it. And I was really surprised to hear Greg Amsinger engage in some of this stuff. Listen, Cardinals fans have nothing to apologize for. This is a medium-sized market that's had a good regional appeal, and fans have been, you know, coming to Busch Stadium, the one previous to this, then this one, in big numbers for a long, long time. And when attendance is down, it's still annually among the best in the majors. And let's talk about the covenant between the fans and the franchise, the DeWitts and the fan base. The DeWitts have said many, many times through the year that the fans play a major role in our success, because we can count on that 3 million plus showing up. and supporting our product and pumping revenue into the operation. And that sustains us to keep doing what we're doing. And we provide, you know, successful baseball, high level baseball, you know, postseason baseball. And so the Cardinals fans are partners with us in this. That's basically what the DeWitts have said. And it's a really nice thought. And I actually think there's a lot to that. Well, who broke the covenant? Who broke that pact? You do your part, Cardinals fans, we'll do our part. That's basically what the DeWitts have said. Why is it that the fans are being singled out by some as sort of, you know, high on the list of the shaming department? It's grossly unfair. It makes me mad. And I think it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, if you look at the tickets sold this year, the Cardinals are fourth in the National League, 35,741 tickets sold. That's the average to each game. This will be the only the second time that they've averaged under 40,000 tickets sold in a full season at home since the new ballpark opened in 2006. And that happened, oddly enough, in 2011. I'm not even sure why that happened, but it happened. But it was still great attendance. Don't get me wrong. And this yearly attendance this year in terms of tickets sold, you know, actually is better than the Tony La Russa team, the very first one that made the playoffs, won the division and got to the NLCS in 1996. You know, Cardinals fans, and it's a different ballpark, but it's actually a bigger ballpark. They averaged about 32,700 that year. So Cardinals fans this year have bought more tickets than a team that was really exciting and new in 1996. And Cardinals fans have bought an average of 35,741 tickets after, which is fourth in the NL, I repeat, after a 71-91 season and after sort of this decline, slow motion decline that you could see coming. Listen, if the Cardinals don't make the playoffs this year, and they won't, it'll be the fifth time in the last nine seasons that they've missed the playoffs. So the Cardinals have been pretty much full-time, Cardinals fans, sorry, have been pretty much full-time, full-on with their support. There's never been anything to criticize about how they pump revenue into the ballpark and the franchise, and it isn't just the tickets. It's the merchandise. It's the concessions. It's buying gifts in the offseason, you know, using Cardinal tickets as like gifts around the holidays, all this stuff. Also Ballpark Village before games, after games. Cardinals fans have done their part. And that's why they've been praised and celebrated nationally. But Cardinals fans didn't break the pact here. The Cardinals organization, the Cardinals baseball operation and management broke the pact, because they're not doing their part anymore. And listen, I'm not saying there hasn't been some, you know, good success. The Cardinals made the playoffs in 2019, won a division round. They got smoked in the NLCS, but all in all, it was a good year. They were an admirable team during the COVID season because they had to play seven doubleheaders and they had to play 29 games in the final 23 days of the season. And Mike Schilt got them in there in the playoffs by winning eight out of the last 12. 21, they made the playoffs. 22, Ollie Marmol, his first year, they won 93 games. They go belly up in the division, the wild card round against the Phillies. Really bad showing. So, yeah, there was a little run of success there. And it was a nice run, 3 years in a row. And I'm aware of that. But does that mean that fans are obligated, fans who are still buying tickets at a high level, but another season is going down the drain 2 years in a row, and the fans have legitimate, justifiable concerns about the direction of the franchise and the commitment to winning and the fact that the same people are making the decisions and the thing's not getting better. So if fans decide, you know, I'm kind of tired of this, we've done our part, the Cardinals franchise, ownership, management, they're no longer doing their part. All the things they said, hey, this is a partnership, we're in this together, you do your part, we benefit from your support. We love you for your support. And we're going to continue to do our part. Well, that's no. Something's broken there. It ain't the fans. It ain't the fans who broke that. The fans are still buying tickets. But after in another gloomy year with a dull team and a lack of a perceived lack of commitment to winning and all the things we don't like about them this year, you know, I'm sorry. They might finish 500. That's what they are today. Well, what? That's the ceiling now? That's like, what, somebody going to throw a parade? Cardinals fans have done their part, and they're still outdrawing in terms of tickets sold most franchises in the majors. And this only continues, and I believe that you can count on Cardinals fans for their support. You could count on their fans for their support this year in terms of buying tickets after a horrendous 2023. The Cardinals let this product diminish. This could have been prevented. We've talked about this a lot. It didn't have to happen this way. Cardinals fans were just waiting for ownership to and management to deliver again, and they haven't done it. This could have been prevented. There was no excuse for the Cardinals to move down and have all these problems that were easily fixed, in my opinion. They let it get to this state where there are is all kinds of empty seats here late in the season. And nobody should be surprised by that. The Cardinals fans have been incredibly loyal and incredibly supportive financially and otherwise. Ownership let them down. It's not the other way around. I keep repeating that, but that's the point. I just want to keep driving that point home. And I do hear this too. And in fact, I think a couple of you have commented along these lines, even here under, you know, on the channel under some of the videos. It's like, well, you know, let's be realistic here. When you win as high level and for as long as the Cardinals did, there's going to be a fall off. You know, the high winning is going to come to an end, and it happens to everybody. And then you got to retool or rebuild, regroup, and you're going to have a lull. You're going to be down for a while. This is part of the baseball cycle, so we should understand that. And the point being, or at least being implied, you know, Cardinals fans shouldn't be so upset because this is just kind of a natural thing. No. Because, again, 2019, 20, and 21, and 22, I'm getting my years wrong. Yeah, it's 4 years. 19, 20, 21, 22, they made the playoffs, okay? So if they were good enough to make the playoffs those years, well, why all of a sudden, oh, now we got to go into a lull. Oh, no. Well, see, here is the inevitable downturn that happens to every friend. The downturn happened because the Cardinals got complacent and negligent, and their model got outdated, and they stopped doing what they needed to do to keep this thing moving. They let it happen. You know, the Cardinals could have continued to make the playoffs and maybe even put a better roster together that would have given them a chance to do something in the playoffs. But they didn't do their part to maintain what they had. And it's pretty disgusting in a lot of levels because, again, it didn't have to be this way. They didn't have to renege on this commitment and this mutual pact they have with the Cardinals fan base. The Cardinals did this. They could have avoided this. They didn't. They were negligent. Cardinals fans have every right after another lost season in terms of missing the playoffs and questions about the commitment to winning and all the bad moves they've made, the fact that a lot of their young hitters can't make it here, but they do well elsewhere, all the things that have just kind of gone into this crab pot, you know, boiling water, crabs in a pot. The crabs want to get out. They're mad. Actually, Cardinals fans aren't crabs in a pot, but they don't want to come to the ballpark right now. So what? I think this is a justifiable response to what's been going on. And if the Cardinals had continued to aspire to greatness instead of to aspire to, well, let's see, we think it's going to take 86 wins. I mean, yeah, 86 wins to get a playoff spot. So let's calibrate. Let's see what we have to do to get to 86 wins. That's not a commitment to excellence. That's a commitment to getting by. And the wheels have come off, and Cardinals fans are like, well, I'm not going down there. I got better things to do. They're right. Take care.